Spirit of the Living God, tonight we are gathered here to experience your glory, your power, your signs, your wonders. We acknowledge the Lordship of Jesus in this place tonight. Thank you for your spirit in this atmosphere. Listen, the atmosphere of worship is a very deep atmosphere for encounters. You are not just singing songs, you are exposing your spirit man to the light and the power of God. And you see, every time you worship God, He must find a way of responding back to you. That response is what you call miracles, is what you call signs, that you touch the heart of God. Worship does not touch His hand, worship touches His heart. When you touch the heart of God, He will come to prove Himself. Casting crowns, lifting hands, bowing down, what a fountain. Casting crowns, lifting hands, bowing down. One more time, casting crowns. Just repeat that part one more time. We cast our ground and we lift our birthday.
Heaven and earth adore you. Angels bow before you. You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
Challenge and put it before you and sing this song to him. You may look mighty, but I bring you face to face. He said, who are down mountain before the Zerubbabel? We are still going to sing that song. Face to face. Who are down mountain that will mock the God of Jeshurun over my life? Are you ready to sing that song? Don't be afraid of your challenges tonight. Let your faith rise. When we sing that song, listen. When we sing that song two times, I'm going to give you room.
except the Lord has not called you, this challenge you hold, this is the last time you hold. Hallelujah. Please stand up for you. Tonight I'm not preaching. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Lord has come tonight to give us an evidence. Please be sensitive. I sense a strong anointing in this place. And I sense it. And it is a night of impartation. And some of you, while you are sitting down, the call of your destiny is looking for you. You are seated there. Listen. No, you just sit down. You just sit there. That from birth there is a prophetic grace, but you never knew. And whilst you are sitting, suddenly, like a mantle, it comes upon you. Ha! You have done the prayer. Just be sensitive. This grace is upon me. That call and that anointing. I stand by your grace. That's hallelujah. I'm going to talk to you shortly. But the Lord is showing me a vision now. And in this vision, I see an ancient gate, listen, that has never been opened for years. And listen, this gate is a representation of a family here, not an individual. Everyone has tried to open that gate, but I stand here by this unction tonight. Lift up your head, all these gates. I bring a voice of prophecy. Lift up and send doors. Lift up your head. Hallelujah. Sit down, please. Sit down.
I'm under the shadow of your wings. Your influence is all over me. I'm under the shadow of your wings. Your influence is all over me.
Rebecca, who is Rebecca? Rebecca, your name is Rebecca. Please reach that person. Your name is Rebecca. We have to be very fast. You are wearing a blue top and something flowery under. This is what I'm seeing. That Rebecca is wearing a black top. A black top. The top is black. And under it, like a skirt, a flowery skirt. Who is that? This is what the Lord is showing me. Rebecca, a black top. Your top is black, but under is flowery. Is there someone like that in this place? What's your name? Rebecca, listen, come. Do I know you? Let me prophesy to you. The Lord is saying he's rising as a man of war over your family. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That the Lord is going to open doors between now and July is the month of breakthrough for your family.
You have taken all my pain. You have taken all disappointments. You've taken all the sorrow. You've taken all the pain. And you have made me yours. That I will. You have taken all my shame. You've taken all disappointments. You've taken all my grief. Taking all the weight, and you have been.
Highest praise to the King.
We give you worship, worship.
The highest praise to the King.
Hallelujah. Please sit down. consider. Shalabarutes. And something that looks like an arrow. Don't you are praying. Let me minister to you now. I'm seeing something that looks like an arrow. This is what I'm seeing in the spirit. And I'm seeing by the spirit, and the Lord is telling me this is oppression, and this is over certain lives and certain families. But I'm going to pray. If you belong to this category, don't worry. As I pray, the power of God is upon you. You will be surprised to see the amount of doors and opportunities that open. I stand here tonight. Sit down. In the name of Jesus, anyone here, whether in the overflow, up, outside, who has been under any kind of siege, please help them. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands. Right now, let the fire of the Spirit help them. I command the arrows that fly by day. I under declare. Please. Help this lady.
No kingdom tonight, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Hallelujah. Is there something like Olaleko? Is there a name like that? Who is that? What's your name? Olaleko. Do you have a sister? Where is she? Come.
Hello, Himma, tonight, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Hallelujah. Listen, the Lord is visiting not just you people, but your family. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Lord is visiting your family. I see a strange breakthrough that is coming to break the yoke of delay over your family. The yoke of delay. I come against it by the Spirit of the Lord. I take away that embassy. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is showing me many people here. Where you are is where you are not supposed to be in life. Listen. Something happened in your life and you are far behind. Even if you were to move forward now, you can't catch up. But there is a grace while you are seated now. This is not for everybody. Sit down. Please sit down. I'm not just prophesying to everybody. There are specific people, and I'm going to pray. When I pray, I want you, please, just be sensitive. The kind of anointing that will come upon them. Some of them will stand up and start running literally. So you hold them. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying. In the name of Jesus, the grace for speed, wherever you are, by the upstand speed. I prophesy peace on your feet, overtake, cover, pursue,
sit down.
You see, brothers and sisters, hear me. Until your life is introduced to certain kinds of anointings, you may never rise in life. You may be well-meaning, like many of you are. You may be innocent. It is vain to wake up in the morning and to sleep late in the night, only to eat the bread of sorrow. In this kingdom, we operate by spiritual laws, for the race is swift. Yet the battle is not necessarily foolishness to understand spiritual man. Listen carefully, and the things of the spirit. Bring that woman for me. Angel, touching her now. This woman there. In the name of Jesus, quick, let that captivity. I don't know you. Come, hold on. I see this woman. Fire is burning. That's what I'm seeing. And I'm asking God, why is fire burning? And the Lord said, this woman loves God, but all her life in oppression. The Lord said that to tell you he's restoring this woman. But restoration of the years that the canker worm and the farmer worm, caterpillar. Sit down, please. Please sit. everything that is alive grows. There is a gentleman here, your father is a pastor. I'm seeing your father cry in the secret place because the church is not growing at all. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Your father is a pastor. Your parents are pastors. Hold on, I will pray for you. Mr. Man, come. Where is your church? Your father's church? What? Where the churches are in Lagos here? The person I'm seeing, the Lord is taking me in the spirit and I'm seeing a name. And I'm seeing that this is a church in Ikorodu. Huh? Why are you waving your hands? Your church is there too. Your church is there. Where is your father's church? Please, give me the mic. I don't know the name of that place. Where is that? That's what I'm saying. That the church I'm seeing,
yes, sir,
that is not growing is,
yes,
in Ikorodu.
Yes, sir.
Your father loves the Lord.
Very well, sir.
Let me tell you two things. Will you be embarrassed if I tell you?
Never, sir. Never.
Number one, your father needs knowledge.
Yes, sir.
Your father's spiritual knowledge is very limited.
Yes.
You're a very sincere man.
Yes.
But I'm not, this God is not a herbalist. I won't just tell you, go and move. No.
Yes.
Members need to come and receive something of substance.
Yes.
So what your father needs, tell him that a man of God said he should take out some time and have a retreat with God. And he should find a man of God whose message models his call.
Yes, sir.
And listen to and build up the spirit of revelation.
Yes, sir.
When he does that, God is going to expand the ministry.
Thank you, sir.
It's not just pray and let members.
Yes,
members are human beings.
Yes, sir.
Are we together? But I'm going to pray for you because I also see the call of God upon,
yes,
your life too. This gentleman, stand up. You will even be greater than your father. But the Lord, you need concentration. You are too busy. You are doing many things. All this ministry, settle down. Don't be embarrassed. Are we together? We're a family. Settle down. Settle down. Many of us who are calling to ministry, this is a message for us, not just for him. This looking for opportunity, invite me. I'm anointed. The fact that you are not invited is a sign that you should sit down. Just sit down and stay with God until your season of appearing. Don't admire people's harvest time and sit down and say, I must do this. No. John remained in the wilderness until his season. That you are anointed doesn't mean you are commissioned. He can call you, but he must send you. It is only when he sends you that the world hears you. That you have been called doesn't mean you have been sent. He calls you and makes you and sends you. Are we together? God bless you. God bless you. I pray for you. May you experience the anointing of the Spirit over your life and over your dad. Hebrews chapter 11, please. We didn't greet tonight. Good evening, everybody. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Please be sensitive. God is... Before we read that scripture, the Lord is showing me a vision, right? I'm seeing someone. It applies to many people, but the person I'm seeing is a lady. This is a breakthrough of finance. Listen. I know because it's money, everybody will say amen, but you will receive it, but this is a definite, this is not a general prophecy. A breakthrough, not for your family. There is an idea that God is going to be trusting with the resources of the kingdom. I'm saying this, you will see. In the name of Jesus Christ, wherever that person is, I decree by the Spirit of the living God, for reasons you yourself cannot understand, based on this that the Lord has shown me, I declare that the angel of his presence, the angel of God that signifies this revelation, is not this lady. She's not the one. In the name of Jesus Christ, I know when the anointing for a word has gone. I don't know where that person is. The person I'm talking about right now, as you are seated, there is nothing that looks like that prophecy. But the finger of God is going to move over your life. I decree and I declare, I establish it in the name of Jesus. Let me just charge us. Please help them. I'm going to begin to teach now, and there are three kinds of anointings
that will be coming on people while I teach. Number one, the spirit of revelation. That's what is happening. You just sit down. And he's going to be coming upon people, opening them up to the ways of God. That's the first thing that is going to happen. Number two is the spirit of faith. Capacity to believe that God is able to do it. God is able to
do it. Burning things around.
Hold on. It just came to my spirit. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. He says, for without faith, that means outside of faith, it is impossible to please him. The him there is God. Then the Bible uses, the whole idea was about faith, but he veers off a little to say that he that cometh to God must come believing first that he exists. Listen very carefully. Two conditions to receive a reward from God. Number one, you must believe that he is. That means he exists. Not suspect he exists. Not hope you are right that he exists. You must believe that he exists. Number two, that he is a rewarder. Leave the issue of them that seek him. He is a rewarder. I like that statement. A rewarder. That means my pursuit has a reward. That means my seeking has a reward. That he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He's a rewarder. When you work for a wealthy man, come darling, assuming that this lady has been working for someone very wealthy, a day will come, they can look and say, young lady, what do you do? I don't do anything. I think you have been very faithful. It's embarrassing to work for a wealthy person and not have anything. Let me give you a car. Let me give you this. And she goes home. And then they will ask her, how come you have this car? You are too young to have a car. And she says, I was rewarded. It wasn't just something that I earned like that. My faithfulness paid off after all. A rewarder. The interesting thing is the Bible never tells you what the reward is. It just tells you he is a rewarder. If he told us exactly what the reward was, then you would not have the option to ask any other thing. When God leaves a blank check, it is your faith that fills it. He is a rewarder. You can choose what reward comes. A rewarder with the things that pertain unto life and godliness. That God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We have been here right from yesterday, crying and pushing in the spirit. Some of our parents and loved ones inconveniencing themselves to push in the spirit. The God we serve is a rewarder. Are we together? Let me tell you, even if it's a herbal shrine, you meander in by mistake and tell the herbalist, I'm sorry, I didn't intend to come here. Your life will never be the same. Just for entering there and going out. And you've stayed in this presence here at Mount Zion. It is, if the only reason why people know that you came for this program is that you told them, then you were not touched. Listen, when Moses saw God, other people didn't need to see God directly. They just needed to see him. He now became an expression of that experience. One man saw the face of God. What was on God came on his face. And the people now had to look at him to receive the same experience. Listen, let me tell you why many people don't receive from God. If I ask you, do you have faith? You will say yes. Because it's supposed to be obvious. But by the end of this short exhortation, you will find out that most of what we have been calling faith is not faith. That's why it doesn't work. You know what faith is? Faith is not believing. Believing is not faith. Believing is part of the process that leads to faith. Believing is one of the steps
that make for faith. The foundation of true Bible faith, listen carefully, is an encounter with a sent word. You don't just open your Bible and just read and say, wow, I saw this, I believe. Let's be honest, how many of it has worked? The system for accessing and releasing faith has been taught by many people but understood by very few. The foundation for true Bible faith, listen carefully, the foundation for Bible faith is an encounter. Do you know why? Because the mountain you are hoping your faith will challenge is not imaginary, it's real. So you will need something that is real enough to challenge you to make that mountain look like a mirage. The bills are real. They are not a vision. The sickness is real. The oppression is real. The threat is real. And all of a sudden you come up with one scripture somewhere and believe that you have convinced yourself through repetition and hope that it will happen. Brothers and sisters, that's not faith. Are we together? The bill is not a mirage. Whatever mountain that has challenged God in your life is very real. That's why you could believe that it is there. The very fact that you wrote down a prayer request is a sign you believe there is trouble. Is that true? Your paper is not really this. Most times, we only hope that we are right. We don't stay in a place of encounter until we are persuaded. Persuaded. It says, but I know whom I have believed. I didn't stop there. I moved and got to a realm of persuasion. The foundation of true faith is an encounter with a sent word. You start by reading scripture, but it doesn't stop at scripture. The life must enter you. It becomes real. This is what God has said. I will multiply you. You shall not be few. I will glorify you. You shall not be small. That's just scripture written by a book published by Zondervan or whatever. You just read that and say, oh God, you multiply me. You are not going to be multiplied. You think that what you have done is called faith. I'm telling you, that's not faith. It is part of the process. You start there, but there must be an activity of the Spirit of God upon that word, and then the entrance of that word, the entrance of that word will show you other things that are required that are not obvious. You see that now? And when you see that light, then the spirit of faith enters you. And when you are convinced about the reality of it, then you can get up and now not just act the way you want, but act in accordance to the terms. Accordance to the terms. It is faith is not just action. Faith is action in obedience. It is not just any action that is called faith. It must be action in obedience. That means if the requirement for a certain thing is a particular step, and all I do is jump up and down, I took action, but that's not an action in obedience. That's not faith. Is God speaking to us? Cast your net to the right side. If they casted their net to the left side, they still obeyed, or they still acted, but they would not catch fish. When God said the right side, the anointing went to the right side, where the word is. Listen. Faith is not just opening a scripture to see a word, agreeing with it, and confessing it, and then going home. I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but let me tell you, if that is your entire philosophy of faith, I'm sorry to announce to you that you are going to face a lot of disappointments. Listen carefully and don't be offended. I'm a man of faith. Listen, between every obstacle and every miracle is a dimension of revelation in the kingdom allocated for that result. Are we together now? The fact that you can cook does not mean you can cook pounded yam
And what soup now? Talk to me.
A hard soup, not something easy, something serious. What you are saying, whatever you are saying, is what I'm talking about. Are we together? Now, you imagine, just because you can boil egg or fry yam, the dynamics of producing that result, you will still need fire, you will still need a pot, you will still need water, but the combination is different. Are we together now? This is how it is with faith. Many people think everything you want in life, just find it, confess it, and then you go. No, sir. If it were that easy, many people would not be crying. Believe me. If God says the way to get to have access to this AC is by jumping 2 times, you see that now. Let me tell you what faith is. Number one, it is to believe and understand what it's saying. Is it a real jump or is it a prophetic jump? That one is the spirit of revelation that explains to you. Are we together? Then when you find out what God was exactly saying, if you jump 5 times this way and speak while you are jumping, you can't get that result. Because the mystery allocated for the result is to jump 2 times. You may be jumping, but is it in obedience? Many believers just believe all there is find a scripture and declare that I have seen it. It has come to pass. And they say it's settled. No, it's not settled, sir. No, it's not settled. Right from the foundations of the earth, the Lamb was slain. But there was a system that would make salvation valid. That without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Is that true? So Jesus had to die with his blood shed physically. If they strangled Jesus and he died, that's not the death of salvation. Because blood would not have come out. Are you getting the point now? It is not just his death. It is how he died that fulfilled the condition for salvation. So it is not just your action. It is the action that is tied to the required principles. The first question is, Lord, what mystery, what kingdom secret is responsible for the dimension I desire? I need restoration. I can't join. Restoration is coming. Speaking is important. Don't get me wrong. But you may be speaking forever and restoration never comes, and you are sincere. You have to find out by light the principle God has allocated for restoration. And you will find out that while you are speaking and praying, God will tell you, in this kingdom there is no restoration until a prophetic voice comes into your life. When you are taken for a prey, it will take a voice to say restore. And so while you stand there hoping for restoration, you now begin to pray, Lord, what prophetic voice? Who is the prophetic voice you have allocated for my restoration? That's faith. Because you are now acting in accordance to the principles that make for restoration. Finances, for instance. I will never be poor. Just because you heard Bishop Oyedepo say, and while you are talking, the devil says, look at this generation of people who are not ignorant. I will not be poor. I hate poverty. You can even write it. I hate poverty. You are speaking, but you are acting in disobedience. Because that's not the condition allocated. Are we together? That whilst you are speaking, you must find out what is the kingdom system that has been allocated for your resources. Then you begin to learn about your heart for God. Then you begin to learn about tithing. Then you begin to learn about giving, that there is he that scattereth and yet increaseth. There is he that withholdeth more than his meat and tends to poverty. Are we together? Then the Bible says that this I say, he that soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. Then you quickly understand that the size of your seed matters. Understanding the systems that lead to it. Then the Bible says, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you. All grace abound towards you, so that ye, having all sufficiency, may abound to all good works. So without all sufficiency, there are some good works that cannot be done. So God, make sure that you abound in all sufficiency. And then while you pray, you now begin to package your tithe. You now begin to sow. You now begin to be valuable. You are acting in obedience. That is faith. And when that obedience is complete, you have the readiness to judge all disobedience. Are you getting what I'm saying now? The miracle that many of us are receiving now, will receive again shortly, and even after this program, has been tied to a prophetic instruction. Are you seeing that now? So it is not just that you are anointed. God said something, and your ability in childlike faith to believe Him and to act releases His power towards your direction. You will do the same thing tomorrow and it will not bring the result you got today, because it was just action. There was no instruction tied to it. Is God speaking to us? Faith is not just action. Faith is not just believing. Faith is understanding the keys that have been allocated for the results that we desire, and trusting God for illumination to break down the process, and then receiving grace, obtaining grace from God to comply according to the principles written. Then we will make our ways prosperous and we will have good success. No matter how, I don't know if it happens here, I believe it does happen. There's this funny cough syrup that many young people, they can almost not codeine. Tramadol, something like that. Now watch this. No matter how you confess long life, watch this now. I shall not die. No devil will worry me. And you smuggle tramadol and continue to gulp it, you are dying the death of a fool. You may be confessing the word, but you are giving access to a spirit to cut short your life. Are we together? So you are acting, but you are not acting in faith. Faith is based on obedience. Obedience. Now, listen to me carefully. Most of what we have written down now, they would never even be prayer requests if we were truly walking in faith. Because if you were walking in faith, then you would have found out the keys allocated for those results, and then to walk diligently. If I ask all of you to stand up at random and read, many of us, financial breakthrough, oh God, wipe my tears financially, for instance. And you will believe the mercy of God will speak for you, but you want to be sustainably blessed. It's not going to be just by lifting up a request. It's going to be by understanding the kingdom system allocated for that result. Church growth. I can prophesy to you, like I did to my dear friend there. God bless you, and truly the anointing comes upon you, and you find out that church does not grow. But then you hear what I shared in the morning. Are you seeing that now? I open you up that being relevant to a people, among other factors, will require mental transformation and will require you being valuable. Now you hear that word and obtain grace from God, and someone gives you 100,000. You don't buy a shoe and suit, you buy books, you buy the truth, and sit down. That act of reading is faith. You are not saying anything, but you are acting in obedience. And you see, God supervises His laws, so He knows when you are acting in obedience. And He begins to release all the forces of the Spirit that make for performance of that word. I want you to walk out of this place tonight, finding out, be like a spiritual archaeologist. What kingdom secret is responsible for the result I so desperately desire? 4 years, no job. Don't just sit there and say, one day I will get a job. That job will not come home. Time does not change things. Time only reveals. It is the truth that sets free. So you begin to search. from the Word of God, from relevant word compliant materials, could be messages, could be whatever. What is the kingdom mystery responsible for this dimension of result? If we paid the price to do that, our spiritual life will be very unfruitful. It will be very fruitful, sorry. But many people just guess. Let me call three or four people now to come up and give them the mic and say, in 1 minute, tell us the kingdom system responsible for breakthrough. That person is going to say prayer. He's right, but he's wrong. That is malpractice. Prayer, what kind of prayer? There are many kinds of prayers. Ask the other person, if people hate me, what is the kingdom mystery to shield myself? Say, well, I honestly don't. Ask the other person, what if my boss is making life difficult for me in the office? What do I know to do? Well, you just endure. God is faithful, that's all. You see, we cannot reign with this level of ignorance. It is true you study your Bible. It is true you go to church. But are you acquiring the requisite knowledge that makes for your dominion in this kingdom? Because Jesus himself knew what to do. It's a tragedy to not know what to do. The wine finished, John 2. And the Bible records that the people were stranded, but the mother of Jesus knew what to do. She told certain men called servants, go and meet Jesus. Go and meet Jesus. Every time there is insufficiency, you go to him first and then listen to what he has to say. Are we together? I've experienced delay. I've experienced backwardness in my life. Lord, what do I do? You don't just pray and say, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over delay. I move forward. It looks spiritual, but I'm helping your spiritual life to be fruitful. You will not move that way. Believe me. You will be consoled that you prayed. But there is a kingdom mystery allocated. Have you seen a little child try to put on his trouser and struggle? Struggle, but an adult just comes and is even making a call and putting on his trouser, and within 2 minutes, something that should take 2 minutes, the ignorance of that child keeps him wasting time. Sometimes some delays in our lives may not be demonic, they are just an exposition of our spiritual ignorance, that we do not know the forces of the world to engage as at when to bring the results. When God called me, one of the things that I cried for was the spirit of revelation to understand this. I've been doing since last year that the job refused to come. He said, no, this is jumping out of knowledge. Out of knowledge. And in 2 days, someone calls you and says, sorry, sir, did you submit your CV 5 years ago? I say, of course, yes. He said, not only are we going to give you a job, we apologize. For whatever reason, we don't know what happened. And you go back and say it works. Then you teach your brother and your sister. Then it works, because principles have no exceptions. They will always work. They will always work. Hear me, precious people of God. This meeting was designed to give us an advantage in life. The advantage comes through an exposition of marvelous light. The light of God comes. The power of God is in his light. Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 4. Please give it to us. Habakkuk chapter 3. Amplified, if we can find it. If we can have amplified, let's just read it as we pray. Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 4. Please read with me. The screen has it there for you. 1, 2, read. His brightness is like the sunlight. He has rays flashing from his hand. Is the hiding place of his power. His power hides in the light that comes out of his hand. There is a light that comes out of him. And the Bible says that light is the hiding place of his power. Meaning, when you get spiritual illumination, then you are ready to experience spiritual power. there are certain truths that I have found that no devil in hell can reverse that process in my life. It's true. It's true. There were certain miracles that I didn't used to experience in our ministry and in my life, although I experienced others, until I went to God and I said, Lord, why? And then the Lord began to show me something. Jesus made a statement when the disciples came and said, why couldn't we cast out these devils? He said, this kind, there is a kind, there are many kinds, and there is an approach. There are certain levels of demonic forces, you don't cast them in the name of Jesus. Those ones, we overcome them by the blood of the Lamb. They are there on legal basis. They are not illegal occupants. A covenant authorized their operation. You don't just say in Jesus' name, get out. No, it takes the mystery of the blood. One of the three witnesses on earth, the spirit, the water, the blood. So there is a kind that can go, but there is a kind that you finish fasting, it remains there. A spirit oppresses you after the third night, dry fast. As you are sleeping, it comes. You say, have you finished? Because there is a kind. There is a kind. There are supposedly stubborn problems in our lives that remain because we have generalized liberty. Just because the Bible says Christ has been made the head of all principalities, we just say in the name of Jesus, you shouldn't remain here. And we chant it like a genie, like a charm, and it doesn't go. But the Bible says, through knowledge shall the just. There are certain kinds of deliverances that doesn't come by prayer. It comes by knowledge. Just knowledge entering you dislodges that darkness. John 1:5, he says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So the prayer can cast out the spirit, but knowledge closes the door. The demon can be casted out like Jesus taught us, and the door can be opened, and the place is swept, is clean, but empty. And the spirit gathers several kinds. Jesus himself is giving that lecture. Returns back, and the end of that man is worse than the beginning. What a favor that we so desire. Did you know that there are spiritual laws that communicate favor to men? Do you have favor working in your life? Can you honestly, while seated here, not to be sarcastic and not to embarrass you, not to insult your pedigree, but can you sit down and honestly say, I am a testimony of the favor of God? Let's be honest with ourselves. Favor is not this one-time miracle and breakthrough that you testify and then another one comes after 4 years. That's not favor. Favor is the realm where he daily loads us with benefits. Repeatable coincidences. They look like coincidences, but they are programmed to repeat themselves. There's a difference between breakthrough and favor. Breakthrough is like contract. You can get 3 in your lifetime. But favor is when one harvest meets another harvest. One harvest meets another harvest. Many of our families would not be crying if favor had been activated in their life. Favor is not money. If all you have is money, you have progress, not favor. Favor is when men arise to help you. The proof that you have favor is that there is a lavish introduction of men to your life. If men are not around your life, listen, in the multitude of men is a king's honor. You can have money and not have men. There are things money cannot do. There are many of us, you may have a job, there's something small entering. It's not like you are hungry, you are not looking for food to eat, but you pay for everything by yourself. There's no one to help you. Once you are stranded somewhere, you have to do everything by yourself. One of the greatest keys that are found that make a man live a productive life on earth is favor. Truly, truly. Most people have not encountered favor. That's why they don't pray about it. They say amen when men of God prophesy. As a man of God, if you do not have favor, I don't know the kind of life and ministry you are going to live. As a businessman, if there is no favor, what other advantage do you have? As a career person, when there is no favor, as a graduate, an average graduate in Nigeria has thousands of others to contend for every job. A company can be looking for 60 people and 60,000 people will apply. What is the probability that you will get? Your name, some of us, your name alone will not allow those regions to take you. You need favor. Are we together? Most of us here are young people and we are in the phase of our lives where we are trusting God for establishment. Establishment is not to get food to eat. No. Establishment is that at least like Jacob, you can now begin to create a system where your children, you can be stable in life, financially, intellectually, etc. You need favor. You don't need healing. You need favor. Listen, let me tell you something, and I submit to you, it is more difficult in today's world for a young man to be established than it was for our fathers. And so place. Oh, you don't have anybody that speaks for you in the Senate. I am sorry. At that point in life, it's no longer just your degree. It's no longer just your wisdom. You will need favor. Not with God, with men. That a man can be starved of sleep and he will get up in the morning and say, the Lord just put a name. Let me search these files. Who is Esther? Esther. And he finds a file and says, I want this lady to work with me. While that is happening, you are sleeping. You just get a call in the morning. Are you Esther? Yes, please come over quickly to Lagos. For what? God has honored you. Favor is the fastest way we succeed in life. The race is not to the swift. You know why many people don't give God glory? We struggle too much for everything. Tonight, one of the graces I trust that God will bring upon our lives is this grace that takes away sorrow and struggle. If you don't believe there is such a grace, you will never walk in it. It's difficult to give God glory when you struggle over everything. There are things that should be done as a testament that you belong to a kingdom that can be unshaken. Who is arising to plead your cause? Who is arising to speak for you at the gates? Gifted, but stranded because there's no favor. Anointed, but there's no one to see what you carry. A gentleman did a lovely painting this afternoon. I don't know where that gentleman is. An absolutely lovely, I don't know if it was a drawing. You are the person, that gentleman. Beautiful painting of myself and the head of protocol. When I saw that, I said, this gentleman should not be looking for food to eat. I've seen people who have painted me. I said, this is me? Now come on, be fair on me. What are you saying? I took my time to snap that photo. This is not me. And yet, that person would tell you, I'm the one who paints for commissioner this, so. And that, the commissioner sees a photo that is not him and favor says, you better buy it and keep that man. My brother, when it's time to pray, cry for that favor so that the governor will say, paint me. Huh? When the governor tells you to paint him and you keep that photo there, they won't ask you how much. They will bless you to change your story. That is not business, that's breakthrough. Business people, you don't need many customers. You need choice customers. There's many customers around who will annoy you, bargaining everything, no matter how much you reduce. You just need somebody that tells you, look, you're a fashion designer, and he tells you, every two months, I change my wardrobe. Come and become my tailor. That's a nation in a man. That's the kind of thing that will give you joy. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Do you believe what I'm sharing with you? True. There are students who already have jobs as students. No certificate. But someone insisted that they gave them. No, I'm not talking of bribery. I'm not talking of compromising. Genuinely, as students receiving the salary of a worker. Why? See, I just discussed with the person, you know, in church, and he said, I like you. What level are you now? 200 level. How many years course? 5 years. Come and walk. As if the man doesn't, as if he didn't hear what you said. You started walking from 200 level. Something happened, you had a spillover, and you told the man, I said, no problem. It's just to add 1 year salary. Continue. Aye. Please desire favor if you want to live long. You see how young people talk to themselves on the streets now? That's Babylon. Young people, you see a man just walking and talking. What seems big? No, I have to go back. And you are wondering, you are saying, my God, what has happened? And he's not even ashamed. Ah, my church member, are you going to? No. No. People have been treating me unfair. Let me come. This happened, and you are wondering. You go to the hospital. They can't even test him. Young man, your BP, what is wrong? Professor, if you know what is happening to me, you will have that same BP. The devil is a liar. Do you know? The devil wants us to die and leave our children as orphans. And he's manipulating disobedience across the system to create stress and pain so that we die the death of fools. I don't know about you, but join me in living very long. We have a long, long time to live. There is a lot to do for the kingdom. It's not the fear of death. It's that there is work to be done. Let no stress from disobedience yoke you. You are so tired. You are so stressed out. You sleep and you see your grandmother asking you to come. No, wave and say, don't you dare call me to come. I love you, but I was there. I paid my last respect. Now, don't call me to go up anywhere. Get up and allow the devil rubbish your life and make nonsense. That's the kind of encounter that when you get up, you blast in tongues for 5 minutes. For starters, send it as a signal to the realm of the spirit. I shall not die. It's a choice. I choose to live. Are we blessed? I want you to leave this place tonight, not just with the anointing that you will receive. You see this jar with the oil in it? Someone's destiny about to change. This is ordinary oil that you can cook with. But you watch what comes upon it. And watch what it does to your life. You know, I've taught you how the anointing works here. That the anointing compels creation to respond to you in a certain way. Creation has never been disobedient to you. It is what is on you that makes for that response. Are we together? Do you believe God tonight to change your life? If we can achieve this tonight, and then remember we have a Sunday service here. Don't forget, there is a Sunday service tomorrow to cap everything. But tonight is the night where your life changes. That an uncle looked at you and said, you know, I've suspected you will be a failure in this place. And then you go back to him one day and buy a gift and say, uncle, just to bless you. He said, were you not the one that they said died the other day? He said, no, I just will tell you, God has been so faithful. In fact, right now my wife had twins just to bless you. And you leave and sing, you've been faithful, Lord. And the uncle sits down and says, I made a mistake. And I'm standing here only because you move mountains, you cause war. With your power, you have won me the cause. There is nothing that's impossible. And you stand in the middle. Sing for them to move mountains. Let them minister to you. You move mountains. Thank you. me encourage someone here. Your weeping is not forever. You have come to a point where you are closing the door of a season and opening another. My Bible tells me it is okay to cry provided it is night. When you see the dawning of a new day, you stop crying and begin to rejoice. You can't cry forever. No, sir. No, sir. In ministry, you can't cry forever. A day will come, those who mock you now will cry for the grace of God upon your life. And you say, I made a mistake. I had the opportunity to have you pray for me 2 years ago. But I didn't know Saul had become Paul. So now I come to you. He's a way maker. He truly is. Listen, there are some of you who are seated here as weak as you are. But let the unction of the Spirit come and close one door and open another door. That by June you look at your life and say, somebody tell me, what is this? What is this? What is this? Harvest, meeting harvest. Hallelujah. Someone calls you on Monday. The Lord said I should bless you. And Wednesday, edge me. The Lord is saying I should lift you. And someone says, sorry, you are in ministry. I hear you are in ministry. The Lord instructed that 30% of our business profit should be pumped to your ministry for the furtherance of the gospel. It's not chance, it's favor. Listen, that your life has not captured that experience doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Stretch your faith tonight and say, I believe you. I believe you.
You made a way.
We're going to pray shortly. I'm encouraging you.
You made a way. Don't know how, but you did.
Speaking, Jeremy, there are some of you that between now and when the ember month starts, you will be sitting like this lamb will come and meet you. It's true. Truly. Your land is in this Lagos. The distance between you and it is favor. It is not everything that must be paid for. Apostle, I'm 21 years. Can I believe? Are you joking? Joash became king at his age. Society has made us to fail to a point that we think only when we get old should we begin to be blessed. No. Are we together? There are certain people here, men and women of God. The last meeting you went for was last week, but the next one you go for, you stand in that meeting and see God do wonders. You go back and have to watch that video and say, was it me? What happened? Where did this gift of prophecy come from? Where did this grace for performance come from? Where did this spirit of revelation come from? Hallelujah. Mordecai did something that was nice, and then Haman and his wicked conspiracy made sure he was not rewarded. But when God beats his chest and says, I want to bless you, be afraid, oh.
You be God, you know the man. You be God, you know the man.
Hallelujah. You can be seated here and your helper is in the US, and all of a sudden God calls him and says it's time to now begin to bless this person. I'm talking of some sugar mommy or sugar daddy. I'm talking of God ordained helper. Listen, listen. One of the graces I can kneel down and beg you to crave for tonight is favor. The number one reason why people suffer
and are stranded in life is because they are gifted, but there is no favor. I have seen gifted people. I have seen gifted pastors. I have seen anointed people. Some of you are in Lagos here. Right in your presence, you watch people come from other regions and eat of the blessings of the land. Favor. When favor comes upon you, it's a message on its own. All this quarreling we have in our families that don't let us serve God, favor can solve it. Who drank this Bombita? Who drank this Milo? There will be devotion in this house. Favor can resolve that problem. Hallelujah. A young man called me one time and he was really frustrated. It was 2 months to his wedding and I'm not sure he had covered 30% of the expenses, and the guy was frustrated. Some money he was expecting to come from someone who had promised to help him, the man just changed his mind and said things are not fine with me too. And the parents of the lady started insulting him as, you are a stupid young man, you were not ready and you came to disgrace yourself here. And the guy called me and he said, sir, there's an uncle somewhere. And I said, Mr. Man, keep quiet. I said, no, sir, I know. And I said, that's the problem. You are depending on men. All blessings come from God. They only pass through men. When it comes from men, you are in trouble. I told him, I said, my brother, let me pray. How much is the budget? Was it 100,000 or 1 point something? I said, you now want to kill yourself. I said, how much do you have now? That gentleman didn't have up to 15,000. What job will you get to? Even if you get a job, will they give you 1 million? You get a job of 50,000, you are going to work for more than a year. I prayed for that gentleman, true story. I prayed for the gentleman. It didn't reach 24 hours. Someone called him and said, I hear you are getting married. Do you have a house? He said, no. He said, how much is it? I think it was 240 or something. He said, send me your account number. Like 300,000 or 400,000 naira was sent to him first. And other doors, other people didn't give cash, but they bought a cow. That's 180,000 they just gave you. Favor. I like you in 1 minute to say, Lord, I'm tired of struggling. It's very clear that I'm gifted, but this favor dimension of the word is yet to speak in my life. The labor in my life, the labor in my family is too much. I fight, I work, I cry for everything. Step in, oh God, with favor for me. Nobody is called to remember me. You are not a man. Arise for me. Come on, let us pray. Yes, Lord.
Same power that conquered the grave lives in me, lives in me. Your love that rescued me, lives in me, lives in me.
Let me tell you this, brothers and sisters, I submit to you by the message of the God of heaven that this man standing before you is a product of the favor of God. I know what favor is. I understand how it works.
Stop getting angry at your uncle and frowning at everyone related to you. Stupid man, I'm here, I'm a young man. No. Don't yoke anyone. Go to the God of heaven and say, Lord, are you not the one who manipulates times and seasons? Are you not the lifter of men? Is time and chance not a law that happens to all? Where is my turn? Where is my turn? You can bring forth your strong reasons and stand before God and say, Lord, I have served you in faithfulness and integrity. You have declared that in this season you are lifting people. Lord, I'm here. Oh, I'm here. Don't get used to suffering. Don't get used to it. Don't get used to it. Listen to what I'm telling you. Don't get used to a hard life. It's not a blessing. You will never glorify God that way. Don't get used to it. There is a level of rest God wants to give you so you can serve Him. And if you don't enter that dimension of rest, you will never be able to serve God. Please help that gentleman. Favor. I'm going to pray for the sick now. We'll pray for miracles. But when we are done, one of the graces that the Lord is going to be putting on this oil is the grace for strange favor and speed. Favor and speed. There are some of us here, if you are to be honest, I know that we say by faith from glory to glory, but if you are to be honest, the way you were 2015 is the way you were 2016, is the way you were 2017. Now is almost mid-year 2018. The only thing growing in your life is your spiritual life. It's good, but not enough. Jesus saw a fig tree connected to the roots, but no fruit. He cursed it. When you are fasting and your child is not going to school because there is no school fees, it's not a blessing. No, sir. It's God speaking to us. There must be an anointing. Look at our precious parents. There are some of you are over 14 in your family and you are the only one that has hope to help that family. And you plan to have 4 children. Calculate the number of people. I'm not going to be able to sit down to truly serve. But that God will bring you to a point of rest. Shalom. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Quietness. Don't mind the mockers and those who laughed at you. You are encountering something that you will go back. Don't mind the one room you came for this program from. Don't mind the one shoe. Don't mind the one torn Bible. You've been wanting to buy a concordance, but not even 1,000 are you able to raise. Don't worry. God sees your heart. Don't be ashamed of your pain. You will need it to prove that God is alive. Tomorrow you will tell somebody, I am the same Joseph, not another one. It is still me. That God is the lifter of men. Brothers and sisters, look at me. There are people who I have seen their lives. I saw when they started. And look what God has done. There are people who used to know me years ago. Are we together now? And today they hear of what God is doing. And sometimes when we get in touch, they call and say, Apostle, I'm not surprised. But I didn't expect you to be so fast. And I joke, I say, you think I was playing? What do you mean it shouldn't be so fast? That's how God will just...
Jesus, you are so good.
That will be your song after this meeting.
Hey.
My God, you are so good to me. Lift your prayer request, just your prayer request. Please, let's have what we're going to do now is You're going to pray on it just once, and then the ushers will collect it. Please, if it's possible, just here, I want to lift my hands, and after that, we'll just speak on it, and then we'll pray for the sick. Can we do that very fast? I know our time is gone. Can we do that? Now, hold your prayer request while the instrumentalists are playing. And you are going to prophesy according to Exodus 14. These Egyptians I see today, I see them no more forever. Lift your voice and pray, people of faith. Lift your voice and pray. These Egyptians that I see today, these Egyptians of barrenness, Egyptians of spiritual bankruptcy, Egyptians of delay, stagnation, I call you by name and I declare by faith. I call you by name and I declare by faith. I call you by name and I declare by faith. I declare that I may be justified. I call you by name and I declare by faith. Speak. Ushers all around, I know there are people outside and even maybe by the roadside. Please, let's make sure that everyone collects it. If you call your loved ones and they sent it to you as a text, you cannot submit it, but don't worry, it's in your phone by faith. Are we together now? Please pass your request quickly to the ushers. Whoever is collecting, just wave your hands, let them see it so that they can pass it. Okay, Pastor Shekou is there. A number of people, just pass it. You don't have to move, just stay where you are. Just stay where you are, please. No one is reading your request, so you don't have to bother. Just pass it and begin to pray in the spirit. Just pass it and begin to pray in the spirit. Let's be very intentional tonight. Sisters, you have had the testimonies that God has produced in our ministry. Testimonies that if not because you saw the people, you would think is a lie. God is about to do
it. My altar is calling you, oh God. My altar is calling you, oh God.
Remember, I taught you yesterday that there is the God of Abraham, there is the God of Jacob, there is what a man and God has agreed. There are things God has told me as a person. There are vows and covenants that God made with me. It is upon that basis that I approach you. This is not just our God, This is not just the God of the Bible. This is my God. This one now is a family affair. Like a mother will kneel down and say, Lord, remember what I told you about my daughter.
My altar is called.
No, you don't have to kneel. You just stand and pray for you.
Oh God, my altar is calling to you. Oh God, my sacrifice is calling to you. Oh God, my worship is calling to you. Oh God, take my prayer.
I come before you tonight. Upon this request, I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, you rise above it forever. You rise above it forever. You rise above it forever. Help them, please. Every yoke that is represented here, Sekos Kapaka Kakuketia, Sakatos Kaparukatos Kedani. I command that yoke be broken now. Be broken now. Hear me. If there is any human agent in partnership with darkness that is making this request remain, I command the earth to open and swallow them. Tonight I release the sword of judgment upon the camp of the enemy. I command judgment tonight. Listen, there are family members who are mysteriously sick because of the enchantment of witchcraft. Tonight there is no peace for the wicked. Tonight there is no peace for the wicked. I say it again, any human agent in partnership with darkness over your family, let tonight be the end of it. Anyone who vowed that you won't get a job, that no one will move in your family, I move them out of the way tonight. Father, I declare, may this request be turned into testimonies now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please, what we will do is that when we pack them, maybe after the service, we can just burn and dispose them somewhere. It is done in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to pray for the sick, but this is what, please come with me. This is what we're going to do. You see, this is not some charm. This is oil from the market. Cooking oil doesn't anoint. It is the anointing that turns cooking oil into an anointing oil. The reason why we're using this is because when we were smaller, I could lay hands on everybody, but if we did that, we would have a lot of time, and then it would exhaust me so much. But right now, I'm going to pray over this oil. Listen, brothers and sisters, I don't just want you to have the oil on your head. I want you to know what it carries. The short time I had to just spend in my room before coming here, I prayed three things. Not just what God told me, it was a desire. Number one was, Lord, visit your people with favor and speed. That's the first desire. The second desire is that the grace for unusual results. Listen, unusual results. Unusual results. Whether in ministry, whether in, you don't need to be a man of God to walk in miracles. You just need to be an ambassador of the kingdom. That God will use your life to dispel principalities and powers over the lives of people. Are we together now? We are going to pray. And the way we'll do it is that we'll just select a few people, some of my people here, and then maybe a few leaders, so that we can just partition, let every partition, thank you so much those who made this happen, so that we can have, there are so many people up now, just be patient where you are, they will find a system. I don't know how we'll do it, as much as possible. I don't want us to give the people, because some will fall under the anointing and the whole thing will just go on. Father, this is ordinary oil. You have anointed me for a generation. It's a privilege. It truly is. I acknowledge you in the presence of your people. And Lord, I decree and declare, this is ordinary oil. But I pray right now, by the Spirit of the Living God, that it will carry an unusual unction. In the name of Jesus, unusual unction. Let the grace for favor, access to the hearts of kings, access to strange resources, may that grace come upon this oil. Let the grace for extraordinary results, results beyond your current level, may that grace be released upon this. In the name of Jesus. And finally, I pray that the grace for signs, grace for wonders, grace for miracles, let it come upon this oil. Everything that has mocked God in your life, as this oil comes upon your head, in the name of Jesus, may your story change. Hallelujah. Now, this is what I think we'll need. Let's see all those who will be doing that work first. Come again. Okay, the people have been shared. How many of them? Let me just know. Three sets. How many in all? Okay, this is what will happen. Ejimi, you pick the bottle so you can, you pour some. Once we pour, Pastor Shekin, yes, guys, you just help me take it to the people. You are praying in the spirit. You lay it upon your head. Whether you fall under the anointing or not, just relax there and begin to pray and prophesy. Can we do that very fast? We'll do it very fast and then I speak over your life. Are we together? Yes. It's the bowls. When they are done, we can take more. Someone can just... These are the people? Okay. One person... Ejime, what will happen is you carry one and you take it to our parents down so that you don't have to... Please come. Give it to them. You can begin to go. Everyone, just pray. Let someone be here. One, go ahead. God bless you. Do they know the places? Okay. Everyone, once you touch yourself with it, the moment, help her, please. The oil, God is changing people's lives right now. Please, instrumentalists, just make sure you work with us. Okay, when the oil is almost finished, let someone, maybe you can just hold it down, Pastor, so you will just be jumping. Everyone pray while the oil touches you. Let's do it very fast, please. Let's do it very fast, wherever you are.
Hello, you reign. Hello, you reign.
Whether you are an usher or not, once someone falls under the anointing, it's your responsibility. Don't watch them injure themselves. Please. As that oil comes, deliverances are happening, healings are happening. Some of you things will begin to leave your body. Sickness is leaving your body. Infirmity is leaving your body. Some of you anointing, new anointing coming on your life, coming on your ministry.
You reign.
majesty,
your 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 majesty.
The new season. The new season. The new season. Not by might, nor by power. Not by might, nor by power. Not by human connection. Not by power. But by my spirit. Your lifting, not by might, nor by power. But by my spirit, your flourishing, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit.
That is within anyone responsible for sickness, for failure. Right now, I command you, come out of them now. Come out of them now. Release your healing now. Release your breakthroughs now. Release your children now. Every stranger visiting you in the night while you sleep, manipulating you in dreams, I command a separation now. A separation now. A separation now. When good things are about to happen, just when it gets to you, something happens in the night and it leaves you. I curse that spirit now. I curse that spirit now. Now everyone who is sick in body, any kind of infirmity that you have, I decree and declare now, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, be healed now. Be healed now. Be healed now. No matter what the medical report is, I come tonight with the rod of a higher priesthood and I change that medical report. I don't care how long it has lingered in your life. I prophesy to you now that that devil leaves you forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever has refused to work in your life, I don't care what it is. In the name of Jesus, go back again. In the name of Jesus, go back and succeed. Go back and succeed. Go back and succeed. Hallelujah. I pray for people here looking for jobs. You are tired of applying again and again. I stretch my hands towards you and I declare that between now and the next 3 months, may my God arise and give you a miracle job. May my God arise and surprise you. Surprise your family. Surprise your loved ones. Hallelujah. Let me pray for families. There are families here, nothing good comes out of them. You love God, but nobody ever lifts up his head. According to Zechariah 1 verse 18, he said, these are the horns that have kept Judah, Jerusalem, that no one will lift up his head. But the Bible says, I have sent four carpenters. In the name of Jesus Christ, I come here as a sent one, and I declare that every ordinance speaking against any family here tonight be broken in the name of Jesus. The spirit of untimely death that cut short people's lives, I separate you from the influence of that spirit. Hallelujah. I forbid the earth from receiving your body in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There are many of us here, you are due for promotion. Your parents are due for promotion for forever. But someone just sat on it and insisted that you will never rise. In the name of Jesus, I call on my God who is the lifter of men. Strange promotion to you. Strange rising to your family members. In the name of Jesus. There was a young girl called Esther. She was a village girl, very village girl. But when the favor of God came upon her, she not only married the king, she went into the king's chamber uninvited. And the king said, what is wrong? What is the problem? Even if you are asking to half of my kingdom, I will give you. I don't know that man that God has anointed to lift you, but the anointing has not yet connected you. I stand here as a sent one. I declare, wherever they are, by this anointing, I connect you in the spirit. By this anointing, I connect you in the spirit. Hear me, listen. There are people God instructed to bless you, but they forgot. Remember, listen. Remember, Joseph told the wine presser, please, when you go, remember me. He forgot and added 2 years to a man's captivity. That's why there is a book called the Book of Remembrance. Tonight in the spirit, I don't know what you have done for the kingdom that has got all rewarded, but I prophesy to you. Let the Book of Remembrance be open now. Open now. Mordecai said, the man who has done this and that, what reward has been given to him? They said nothing. He said, find out who is in the court. And it was his enemy, Haman. He said, what shall be done to a man who does this and that? He said, immediately do it for Haman. My Bible says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, he said, we were like them. I prophesy to someone here, may it be like a dream for you. The way God will lift you up, may it be like a dream. You see, there are some of you, while you are standing, you are hearing me prophesy, and you are imagining what you watch on TV, and you are just laughing with sarcasm. We are used to it. The Bible says they heard the word just like we did. Before you believe a man, find out his track record. Don't just believe like that. You have a right to find out what he said yesterday. What did God do about it? Don't stand and allow unbelief kill you and stand and say, can God make a way in the wilderness? Whatever is yours, but in the hand of someone else, I stand in the name of Jesus, the God who has shown me mercy and grace. I command it to go back to your hand. I say it again, whatever is yours, but in the hands of someone else, may my God overturn until it ends. Hallelujah. Let me pray for those who are students here. There is an unction that helps men succeed. I decree and declare, you are here, a number of you here are students. I stretch my hands. The grace for extraordinary intelligence. Receive that anointing right now. Receive that anointing right now. I cause failure. Hear me. The last carryover you saw, let that be the last you will ever see. Those who are final year students, right here in this place, we graduate you right now. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Anyone here with a missing script, anyone with a wrongly calculated result, may the God of mercy arise and surprise you. Anyone here trusting God to go and study abroad, but because the finances is not there, or some devil somewhere have refused that you will not move forward, I speak to you by the Spirit. May God give your vision wings. May God give your vision wings. Every grounded business in this place that has refused to rise, hear the word of the Lord. I command you to rise now. Every marriage here that is about to scatter, either because of finances, because of the interference of a Jezebel, or because of some kind of activity of demons, I command restoration now. Restoration now. Let me speak to families where nobody marries. No matter how beautiful you are, they can say you are beautiful. I want to see your father. And the guy goes to sleep in the night and a stranger appears. Don't marry from that family. I break that embargo now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Well, I don't know. Please let your spirit be sensitive. Every mistake you have made, that is the basis. Some of you have made financial mistakes. Some of you have made marital mistakes. Some of you have made academic mistakes. Is there hope for a tree, even if it cuts? The Bible says, at the scent of water, like the hair of Samson, I provoke mercy your direction now. I provoke mercy your direction. Listen, while they were laughing at Samson for his mistake, he cried unto God and his hair began to grow. I don't know what you did that gave Satan access, but right now I stand in the name of Jesus, advocating by the priesthood that is higher than that of Aaron, the priesthood of Melchizedek. I decree and declare that by the advocacy of the blood, I command you are not guilty. More prayers and we're done. Listen, hold on. I am someone who believes that if God touches you and doesn't touch your family, you are still not free. How many of you know that in Africa, myself doesn't work? When you are blessed alone and there are 10 people, the fight, the bitterness, the hatred, they are the ones who will pull you down. When you pray for your rising, it's important to pray for your loved ones too, so that there will be peace.
The brothers of Joseph saw the father give one person a coat of many colors, and they said, rubbish, what have we been doing? Are we also not shepherds? And they literally killed their brother. I pray for you that the same anointing you have received here, may it be extended to your loved one. The same deliverance you have received here, may it be extended to your loved one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everyone, remain silent. I'm going to make an altar call. I know everywhere is congested. We'll find a way around it. Now listen very carefully. Please stand. Please stand. Let me have your attention. Except you are under the anointing, that's alright. But listen, there are, I don't know how many people are in this auditorium, above and outside, and probably thousands of people following through all the online platforms. Jesus said, listen carefully, ye must be born again. It's mandatory for life and for godliness. You should not come and receive from a man and don't know that man. Two categories of people I'm going to be calling very quickly. Number one, there are people here, you came yesterday, you probably came this morning and this evening, and you have never truly met Jesus. Born in a Christian home, with a Christian name, even doing Christian things, doesn't make you a believer. The Bible says this is the record that God has given us Zoe, eternal life. He says, but this life is enshrined in His Son. He said, so that he that has the Son has life, and he that does not have the Son cannot have that life. But there are people here, they are saying, Apostle, I remember giving my heart to the Lord, but at a point things went haywire in my life. Treasures of life and all kinds of things happened to me. And as far as I know, I have so derailed, I need the mercy of God. There is mercy for you in this house. We cannot close this meeting tonight just enjoying and celebrating what God has done and leave you wherever you are. Listen very carefully. We are going to use this place from up here to this place, from up here where I stand. Whether you are up there or down, if you can make it very fast, then let's have you stand here as I lead you to Jesus. I'm going to count 1 to 5. Our time is gone. Remember, there's a service here tomorrow.
Have you decided to follow Jesus? No turning back.
Let's appreciate them as they come. Motivate them. Keep coming. Keep coming.
I have decided.
Win that war tonight.
Follow.
Let them come.
Jesus, no turning back. No turning.
Keep coming. Everyone.
I have decided.
Welcome.
No,
God bless you.
Back.
Lagos, is this the best we
no
can do?
So many people, are you seeing what Jesus is doing in this place? We should celebrate Him. Keep coming. Keep coming. Now, I know that only some of you are crying. Don't be ashamed.
Yes, they can just stand around just so you listen to me. God bless you. Now, whether or not you are coming, just listen carefully. For all of you who are standing here, I congratulate you in the name of Jesus Christ, the head of the church. Whether you are rededicating your life or handing your life over to Jesus for the first time, I want you to pray this prayer. Hold on, guys. I want you to pray this prayer not as a recitation, but as a genuine commitment. Are you ready now? Lift your right hand high above your head and say after me passionately. Say, Lord Jesus. Say it again, Lord Jesus. I believe in you that you are the Son of God. Tonight, I declare that you are the Lord of my life. I accept you personally as my Savior. I declare that by this decision, I receive your life and I hand over my life to you. I declare that the power of Satan over my life is broken forever. From tonight, I'm saved, born again, and a child of God. I receive the grace, the abundance of grace, and the gift of righteousness, and by them I reign in life. I decree and declare that a new beginning starts for me tonight, in Jesus' name. Keep your hands lifted. Let me pray for you. Jesus, I present to you the ones you died for. It is for these men and women that you allowed this meeting to hold, and I thank you because they responded to the call. I declare your sins forgiven by the authority of scriptures, and I decree and declare that your names are in the Lamb's Book of Life. I supply upon your life the grace to walk in victory. I plant in your heart a passion for spiritual things, a commitment to love God and to walk in His light, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. A big congratulations. What? Okay, now hold on, please. I want up. Okay, now this is what will happen. All of you, just follow him. They are waving their hands. Just follow all these people. Follow them right to the end where they will lead you. Let's appreciate them, every one of them. Okay, hallelujah. Our time is gone, but just one last thing. I gave you an instruction in the morning. Did you do it? You brought out this. Let me speak over it for you. If you have it, lift it. I told you to write everything that constituted an advantage in your life. Every gift, every anointing, every grace. That's all right if you did not write it, but I want to speak over it. This is what I want you to do. I want to release an anointing upon it to the end that you go back and develop what you wrote. Are we together? Not all of them hold equal value in your life. You're going to trust God for grace to show you the ones that hold the key to your relevance. Ready? Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare for those outside, those online, those who will be following, in the name of Jesus Christ, and for those of us here within this auditorium, I declare, let the life and power of God come upon your gift. Every ability invested within you by the Spirit, I command that an anointing comes upon it now. Let that gift, communicated with excellence, let it bring you before great men. Let it contribute to your being valuable in this generation. Every dormant ability lying within you, I command it to come forth. Like Lazarus was called out of the grave, I call that gift out of every grave. May this gift feed you, feed your children, feed your children's children. Some of you, by these abilities you are writing, the devil and the spirit of poverty is crushed forever in your life. By these gifts that you have written, I connect you to those who can identify it and reward it adequately. As you take time to develop these gifts, I decree and declare that your profiting will appear unto all. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, just two quick things and then we are done. I want us to all rise, and I don't know if he's around, but I saw our mother, the pastor's wife. I saw her somewhere. She's up there, okay? I don't know whether or not the pastor is around, but I want us to stand up in concert and give them, alongside the entire leadership of New Heritage Baptist Church, a very big good blessing. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for 11 years of your commitment. Thank you for everything that you have done in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The second information very quickly is that for the first time by the grace of God, I will be ministering on a Sunday service here at New Heritage Baptist Church. Hallelujah. So I'll be here. Usually we would end tonight and that will be it. But tomorrow I'll be here. And the Lord will continue with us. It's a great time. Be part of what God is doing, especially for those of you who came from far. I don't know how we are going to do it. You will have to come early, I believe. I'm sure that the leadership of the church will find a way of arranging things for you, so that you receive the balance tomorrow, and then you go back with fresh fire. Are we together now? For those of you who do not follow our ministry, our information, I don't know. If it cannot be screened, you can meet our head of media, Yerima, wave your hands. That's him there. And then you can get every detail that you want. Connect with us on Facebook, on Twitter. We're online, we're social, so you can receive all of the information. And then by the grace of God, there's been a challenge for many of you downloading our teachings. I'm sure maybe by next week or so, or by this weekend, we're going to be launching a dedicated download web page. Hallelujah. So that you will not need to use PostShare again or the Google Plus. So there will be a dedicated web page arranged according to the topics, according to the years, and then you'll be able to download it. Hallelujah. But for now, for those of you who came from far, we came with an updated catalog of all our messages. Do well to receive them. You listen to them, and the Lord would bless you. I want to finally thank every one of you. Now listen, I don't take for granted. I know how much you love me. I know how much you love our ministry. I know how much many of you have taken the pain to make others know Jesus and know what we are doing. And I deeply appreciate and celebrate every one of you. I love you, and I remain committed to you and to the body of Christ, helping you experience the power, the grace, and the glory of God. For those of you who after tomorrow will be traveling back, I declare that you have the best of your journeys. And you will go back and meet miracles upon miracles. The Lord bless you. The Lord increase you. I love you with all my heart. In Jesus' name.